Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. A big day in the state with Governor Rick Snyder's budget proposal announced today. Going out on the phone right now to Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you tonight?
Good. Have you had time to absorb some of what occurred at the budget address this morning?
Yeah, I've had time to take a look at some of the stuff. We were aware a little bit of some of the things he was going to propose. Yesterday, you know, we became aware that pensions would be taxed. So I think that's a major change in the way that tax policy has been played out in Michigan up till this time.
And what's your reaction? Let's just start there with the governor announcing he wanted to tax pensions.
Well, you know, it was very interesting because the governor said that taxing pensions is an item of fundamental fairness, that other people get taxed and our pensioners do not. I don't know that I agree with that, to tell you the truth, because, you know, pensioners have, they really don't have an opportunity, much of an opportunity anyway, to supplement their income in any way whatsoever. They can't switch from one job to another to say, you know, I need to make more money. I think that pensioners do their budget before they retire. They say, can I live for the 20 years or 30 years that I'm hoping to continue to live after I retire on this amount of money? And based on what he proposed today, it means that every pension that has had, private pensions are taxed in Michigan, but only above, I think, $45,100 or something like that. And the and now they're going to be taxed from $1 upward. Public pensions have always been exempt from taxation, and they will also be taxed from $1 upward. And so both of these changes are dramatic, and it comes on a group of people that really have been planning out their retirement years, their golden years, based on an expectation of a certain amount of money in hand to spend. And, of course, it's always less than you were making when you were a full-time employee. I'm not sure that I agree that it's a matter of fundamental fairness. These people have given their all. They've stuck to Michigan. They've stayed here through the tough times. And guess what? They always spend their money in Michigan, on Michigan products, in Michigan stores. And I think it is a big mistake for us to target them as a way to balance this budget or to reduce business taxes, although I do agree with reducing business taxes. I think there are other ways for us to make up the loss of revenue that would result from that.
Well, as you say, it would certainly hit them hard when they have planned ahead and don't at this point have a way of making up for the dollars that would be lost to them in this way.
Right, and it is a pretty gigantic tax increase. The total value of this public pension tax increase is like $900 million. It's a gigantic tax increase.
It's a huge number. We've been talking about the business tax you mentioned a minute ago. His plan also calls for eliminating the Michigan business tax and replacing it with a flat 6% corporate income tax on major corporations. How do you view that?
Well, you know, when I saw the draft of the tax, and if you ever get my newsletter that I send out, you can see I was very attracted to it. I think we do have to make some changes, so I believe that, you know, this is one way of doing it to encourage business expansion in the state of Michigan. Then in tax policy yesterday, we had testimony from Patrick Anderson, who's an East Lansing expert on the economy and who is called upon to sort of give us advice on things like this for some time. And he had some reservations. He said it is not a reliable tax. In other words, it will go up and down over a period of time. So if you're planning government projects, you're going to have some years that are lean and some years that are flush with this type of tax. The other thing that he pointed out was that the SBT that we replaced in 2006, I think, and finally got it done in 2007, that tax, as it was initially constituted, was actually a very good tax for business. It was 2.35%, and it was a tax that was very reliable. So I'm not convinced that this is the right answer, I know that we have to replace the MBT. It needs to be replaced, or at least needs to be pared down to the point where it's just the MBT without the surcharge and without the tax that we've added to it to cover gross receipts. If you take that away, it's the sixth lowest tax in the nation. So something has to be done. I'm not completely convinced any longer that the 6% corporate tax is the right way to go.
One of the other areas, Mark, that I guess I was a little surprised I didn't see coming is the reduction of 15% to in state aid in public universities. A reaction to that?
Well, I can tell you that it's a very interesting proposal because it really is a 22% reduction. But a school could get 7% back if it agrees not to raise tuition. Now, the problem with that is then you have to decide where's the 15% coming from? So it means a reduction in services or programs that may be out there that the university offers within the university community. I'm not sure how the university would deal with this. You know, we did have a program for many years where MSU, Western, I think they were all holding their tuition increases to the rate of inflation. As a result, people who sent their kids there got a tax deduction on their tax return. So there are some benefits to these type of deductions if they encourage things, but it's actually a 22% increase. And I think the ultimate problem is it's going to be very hard for schools to hold the line on tuition. And as a result, it's families throughout the state of Michigan who have kids of college age and in college that are actually going to be footing the bill on that one.
Mark, what did you see that you liked? I mean, I'll leave the question there.
Okay, it's not an easy thing because I will tell you, I know that in 2007 we were accused of putting together the largest tax increase in history, and I think this beats us based on all the tax increases I see in this because, you know, every time you reduce one of these deductions, like they're reducing the homestead tax credit, they're reducing the charitable giving credit, they're reducing the personal exemption, they're making it less available to people in the state of Michigan. All those are tax increases. I think this might hit the mark as the biggest tax increase in history. But I do like one thing in it, and if you've followed my career at all, you know that I'm very strong advocate for taking care of the huge unfunded mandate that the state has towards retiree health care.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor did announce that he was going to start to put $200 million a year into the health care trust fund, which means that over a period of time, and it will take a lot of years for us to get there, but over a period of time, the trust fund itself will pay for the premiums on retiree health care, and it won't have to come out of the general fund budget. Back in the 90s, Governor Engler decided we were originally doing this. We were paying ahead, and during the 90s, Governor Engler kind of raided that and eliminated the money that we had set aside for retiree health care. And since that time, we've been on a pay-as-you-go system. And about $1.2 billion a year we pay out for retiree health care premiums. And that's a huge amount of money for us to deal with in these economic times. This is a great step forward, and I do like that very much. And I told the Lieutenant Governor today, because he was on my retiree health care reform committee when we had it, and we made this recommendation, that I figure that he's the one who put the bug in the governor's ear and got this done. I was really appreciative of it.
Now, of course, Republicans control both chambers of the state legislature, but that doesn't mean it's going to be easy for Governor Snyder. These changes were so sweeping. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that particularly on the pension issue, Senator Brandenburg has already indicated, as far as he's concerned, it's DOA. He's head of their finance committee, and he isn't going to run it, and I don't know what's going to happen with it. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Maybe seniors aren't as much at risk as I think they are at this point in time, because honestly, based on the way the legislation has moved through the House, at least over the last couple of weeks, it's pretty much in lockstep. Once it comes out of committee, it's going to be passed. And once this stuff gets out of committee, I don't know what they'll do with it.
Well, I guess the one thing today is that now at least you have on the table what you have to work with, and the discussion will begin instead of people rumors about what might be in the budget. It's now in front of us, and now the rubber hits the road, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And let me mention one more thing that I do like.
He does
have some corrections reforms in there. I don't know exactly what they mean, but it is something that we need to look at pretty desperately, because we spend a quarter of our general fund, general purpose budget on corrections issues, and that's a lot of people in prison and a huge cost to the people of the state of Michigan, and I'm not sure that it is actually protecting us as well as it should, and it certainly is more costly than we ever imagined.
Well, and again, all of these items, since they're included, they're all on the table now for discussion, and a lot of hard work to be done.
That's right.
Mark,
that's
right. Go ahead.
I said it's just beginning, the hard work.
Yes, it is. I appreciate your time this evening and look forward to speaking you again in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thanks so much. Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.